Jessie Bell. Didn't mean to hurt her, but she got real scared when I reached behind her seat to grab a doobie I'd prepared. She looked about 20 near the road in a panic, walking back and forth while yelling, "God damn it." I was on a long haul feeling kinda friendly, so I pulled on over and she asked, "Can you help me?" "I'm so sorry, I feel so wrong. I never killed a woman, she was freaky strong. I know how it looks if you knew me well. I never had a gone and killed Jessie Bell." In the dark we pulled off and she seemed in a hurry. She started mumbling about something that could hurt me. She was kinda tweaking, you could tell she wasn't well. She put out her hand and said her name was Jessie Bell. I looked her in the eye and she gave a big smile that was totally methed out and super fucking wild. I said, "Let's take the edge off, give me just a moment. Let me grab my weed and you can take it all and smoke it." When I leaned down, she reached right for my hip, grabbed my butter knife and started screaming crazy shit. How she wants to cut me and slice off my dick. She grabbed my big ol' hog with her meth gorilla grip, shaking and tugging, boy was it a mess. The truck veered off the road as I stabbed her in the chest. The rig settled in the quarry and she was bleeding, still flacked out, man she was freaking. I fumbled for the door and she yanked the knife out. The second she did, I'm guessing she went lights out. "I'm so sorry, I feel so wrong. I never killed a woman, she was freaky strong. I know how it looks if you knew me well. I never had a gone and killed Jessie Bell." Now I'm here giving my report. A 6'3 trucker man, I don't know, maybe 6'4. I'm hoping you believe me, I am an honest man. I killed Jessie Bell, but she died by her own hand.